News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Anthony Zerker is the BBC's senior North America correspondent. Anthony, can you explain to us exactly what is in this social media executive order that Donald Trump has signed?
Okay, well, the main part of this executive order is instructing a federal agency, the Federal Communications Commission, to look at a law that dates back to 1996 that provided social media companies protections from lawsuits from individuals that commit libel on the site. So essentially, if someone goes on Twitter and commits libel, Twitter can't be sued for it. Well, what Donald Trump wants to have happen is for his administration to look at whether social media companies that do not provide equal access, that maybe do what they did to Donald Trump, which is post some sort of a note on his tweets in what they view as a restriction of his free speech, want them to have those protections rescinded. That's a big part of it. Also, there's some parts of the executive order that are instructing the Justice Department to cooperate with states to investigate whether state laws are being violated by social media companies and other measures to allow complaints from people who feel like their speech has been restricted by social media companies. So this is It's not going to have an immediate action because it's instructing a lot of agencies to look into things, but consider it a shot across the bow of social media companies that Donald Trump wants them to be more regulated more strictly.
This idea that they will look into it, it doesn't necessarily mean they will do anything or they can do anything. I mean, what's the real import of this for the social media companies?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely the case. Donald Trump talked about big action in response to Twitter's decision, but it would be a long process before any of this executive order becomes policy action. There would be agency reviews of the federal law, new regulations, a vote on them. And then after that, there are going to be lawsuits. So I think this is more of a symbolic gesture to show that Donald Trump is upset with what Twitter did by flagging two of his tweets about mail and voting, which did contain some inaccurate, false statements. But he knows that Twitter is one of his biggest avenues for reaching people, millions of Americans, unfiltered by the mainstream media. And if it starts getting filtered by Twitter, that is a serious threat to his ability to get his message out.
So should we see all this in the context of the election? Donald Trump essentially saying to people, don't believe the negative stuff you read on Twitter. Your Twitter can't be trusted. The social media is, of course, keep believing the stuff I put up.
Right. Absolutely. And it does cast light on what is a difficult situation for Twitter to be in. As soon as they start saying, well, these tweets by Donald Trump need some sort of a message, then there are going to be people on the left and the right saying, well, there are tons of other tweets by prominent figures that also contain falsehoods and also should be flagged. So by dipping their toe into this, they're opening a Pandora's box that they're going to have to deal with. Now, in their defense, what they say was this was about election issues, and it was an attempt to undermine the electoral process and had to be addressed. But it is going to be a challenge for them to try to fend off criticism from all sides and move forward with the president clearly getting to be very upset by this.
Of course, Pandora, Anthony, left hope in the box. Only time will tell if Jack Dorsey has made a similar mistake. Anthony Zerker, the BBC's senior North American correspondent, as always, thanks a million.